AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Some U.S. Catholic bishops feel President Biden should be denied communion because of his stance on abortion. But the president says the church's leader thinks otherwise.
God bless you.
At an extended meeting inside the Vatican, the president and Pope Francis discussed several topics, including climate change and poverty. Asked later if abortion came up.
No, it didn't. It came up when just talked about the fact that he was happy I was a good Catholic and
the president says the pontiff told him he's a good Catholic who should keep receiving the sacrament. American bishops are due to meet next month and will likely discuss a possible rebuke of the president over his abortion stance, just weeks after he spent more than an hour with their boss. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Albany County, New York Sheriff Craig Apple defends his decision to file a criminal complaint against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo without consulting prosecutors or informing the accuser.
Sometimes in police work with investigations, things don't go how you want them. You got to be ready to pivot, and that's exactly what we did. So a criminal summons was issued.
Apple says he did not intend for the criminal charge to become public so soon. The FDA approves using kid-sized doses of the Pfizer vaccine on children 5 to 11 years old. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock.
Today, the FDA authorized the emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19 to include children 5 through 11 years of age.
On Tuesday, advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will make more detailed recommendations on which youngsters should be vaccinated. A final decision should follow shortly after. U.S. intelligence agencies in a review ordered by President Biden reported it may never be concluded if COVID-19 was spread by animal-to-human transmission or a lab leak. This is AP News. Merriam-Webster adds 455 words and phrases to the dictionary. The AP's Ben Thomas explains, kinda sorta.
Dad bod, am I right? Those make the list among a number of abbreviations and slang ubiquitous on social media. Merriam-Webster defines am I right as a quick way to write am I right. Others include TBH, an abbreviation for to be honest, and FTW, as in for the win. Merriam-Webster explains in social media, FTW is often used to acknowledge a clever or funny response to a question or meme. Partisan politics also contributed with the phrase whataboutism, the act or practice of responding to an accusation of wrongdoing by claiming that an offense committed by another is similar or worse. I'm Ben Thomas.
Both the Atlanta Braves and Houston Astros are keeping an eye on the skies ahead of tonight's planned Game 3 of the World Series. Forecasts call for the rain to clear early this evening. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.